are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adam. Joining me this morning from the Rollins Library, Isaac Gonzalez. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
You know, it's Friday. I'm ready for the weekend, so all is well. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for that weekend. As long as it stays warm like this, I get to go outside and sit in the grass.
There you go. Won't that be nice in February? That doesn't happen too often, that's for sure.
All right.
But as always, you've got a lot going on at the library. Starting today, you've got a really good author talk coming up.
Yeah, so we have Dr. Ken Bartholomew coming down to talk about his medical murder mystery called Sentenced. He is going to be down there from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It is free. Come on down. There should be a little snacks provided, and it should be a nice, interesting talk. Who doesn't like a good mystery nowadays?
Yeah, all those murder mystery fans are going to love this, so they need to come on out and be part of the event. Like you said, it's free, so it's going
to
be cool.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, they're always happy to see other people come down and take an interest in their books as well.
Most definitely. And bingo, you've got bingo coming up, I hear.
Yes, Monday at 3:30, we have kids bingo, so come on down. Bring your kids and let's enjoy a fun round of bingo, 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 and prizes.
Yeah, that's always a fun time. And next week, hard to believe, we're already upon Valentine's Day. And it's also National Donor Day at the same time, and you've got someone stopping by.
Yeah, we have Dr. Wickersham returning to talk about her kidney transplant at 12 p.m. that Tuesday, so Friday or February 14th. I mean, you can hear talk about, you know, the transplant, and then you can go transplant your love with a card to one of your family members.
Well, that's a neat idea as well. And, of course, story times, they've been adjusted and very, very popular.
Yeah, story time. So we did take away Thursday story time. Mm-hmm. We did transfer to all only Wednesdays. We do offer four sessions now, one at 10, one at 10:30. And then for the children that may have trouble napping or, you know, any grandparents or parents that may just want to get their kids out of the house in the afternoon, we do offer another one at 1 and 1:30 with our new children's librarian.
Yeah, it's great to have those extra times, and it seems like Wednesday has really been a lot more popular, a little more busy, so folks seem to come out and enjoy the story time a little more.
Yeah, we do get a lot more people coming in the mornings, and our afternoon crowd is slowly growing, so, I mean, it's getting out there more and more, and it's always nice to see kids turn up and have a blast, you know, playing with musical instruments and getting read a book.
Yeah, story time is always a lot of fun. And one more thing you want to talk about, National Pet Lovers Day. What's that all
about?
Yeah,
so on Tuesday, February 21st is National Pet Lovers Day. And we ended up getting Dr. Moz from the Piers Animal Clinic coming in. And last I heard, they may bring some of the animals with muzzles. So, you know, there may be a dog there, too, that they can talk and have the listeners, kids, adults come in and, you know, pet and interact and just kind of learn what they do at the clinic for the animals.
Well, that's a neat idea. So, yeah, don't forget about that. Circle those dates on the calendar. Starting with the author talk this afternoon, you got National Donor Day, National Pet Lovers Day. I mean, as always, busy, busy, busy.
Oh, busy, busy, busy. And hopefully we'll keep on staying busy and bringing these programs out to people. And, I mean, all these programs are free for patrons. And, I mean, along with the patrons and the programs, we offer books, Chromebooks, and, you know, magazines, newspapers. We do have paid patrons as well, and don't forget, if you are paid, to come on down, get your card renewed. It is only $15, so shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, and if you don't have a card, maybe you're new to the area, or you've just kind of let it go, it's been a little while, you'll be happy to, you know, there at the library, walk them through the process, which is fairly easy.
Oh, yeah, if you come on down to get a card, you just need your photo ID, can be any sort of valid photo ID. And then we do need an address verification, so a piece of mail, it could be a bill, something that shows a address that is either coincides with your ID or may show a different one if you just recently moved.
Absolutely. So many great resources there at the library. So, yeah, get your card, take advantage of all the great things and all the wonderful people there that are, you know, ready to help, and so many great programs. There's no reason not to have one.
Exactly. We're always going to encourage community to come by and you know, just come join our little community at the library.
Definitely. Well, thanks for stopping in this morning, Isaac. Always good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always good to come by and, you know, talk about what we're doing and reach out to more people.
Most definitely. Enjoy the grass this weekend, too.
Oh, hopefully I will.
We'll see you again soon. There's Isaac Gonzalez joining us from Rollins Library, a great place to just go and interact with the community, take advantage of all those great resources, too. So we appreciate them joining us throughout the year, each and every other Friday here on People in Your Neighborhood. In today's edition, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adams.